Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. Namaskar and welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. You're watching Healer Within. Welcome, sister.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. It was wonderful watching the movie God. And also, I wanted to know about meditation, and you said last time that's very easy to remember your child. Mm-hmm. Here in Raj Yoga meditation, you just have to remember your father, the Supreme Father. But remember means what? There is no meditation. And how does one talk to him? And also, I found that it is again becoming only one way. Last time you said we need two people.
Absolutely.
Yes. For a relationship.
Right.
But with me, it's only one way.
Mm.
I'm telling him something.
Right. That is what also we have been doing since so many years, since Copperidge. We have had a one-way relationship where we used to worship, we used to pray, we used to say the most beautiful things. See, all the prayers that we have, all the hymns that we have, all the bhajans, the kirtans, the songs, the devotional songs that we have, they have such beautiful words that just listening to those words can bring tears to their eyes, because the ones who wrote those words have written them with tremendous amount of love for God. Now, what we were doing every day was, whatever hymn or prayer was given to us, we were reciting it every day. Now, two things were happening. One, we were reciting the same thing every day. We have one hymn or some page that we have to read every day. So we were reciting the same thing every day. Now, automatically what will happen if you read out or sing or recite the same thing every day? For a few days, your mind will be there on it. But after a few days, the words will be there. The recitation will be there, the repetition will be there, but the mind...
The mind will be somewhere else.
Yes. Because again, it's like we were driving on the same road every day. So once we keep driving on the same road every day, after some days, you don't need your mind to drive on that road. Your mind could be thinking something else and you're going to reach home. So when we were reciting the same thing every day, the mind used to think about problems, work, tasks to be done on that day, and we completed our recitation, we completed our hymn. I remember in school, the morning prayer used to have a hymn, and every day same hymn from first standard to 10th standard. Now, every day same hymn from one class to the last class in school, why would I require the mind to recite that hymn? Even if somebody wakes me up in the middle of the night, even today, I can say it out. It's conditioned so much inside. So while saying that prayer in the morning, the mind used to be with, okay, is that homework completed? Now this test is there after that. What will come in that test? I haven't studied well. Prayer time is over.
Hmm.
It's over. The half an hour prayer period is over. And I used that half an hour to think about the other things during the day. So when I'm supposed to be there, but I'm not there, physically there, but mentally, spiritually not there, body there, the mind, soul somewhere else, the connection not happening. And it was not happening because we were not saying what we were feeling. These were, first of all, not our words. They're not my words. They're not my feelings. They're not what I wanted to speak to God. They are what somebody else wanted to speak to.
Oh, it's just like me speaking to my son, somebody else's dialogues.
Absolutely.
Some father speaks the way to his son, and that language and those sentences,
right,
it's not from my heart.
Absolutely. Now, that father speaking to that son has written the most profound words, best of words, and that father and son, very nice relationship. So we think these words are so beautiful, these have established such a nice relationship, let me also use the same words. So we take the words which that father and child spoke to each other, we take those words, sometimes we don't even understand those
words. But the base,
no,
the foundation is love.
They are not
that
our
is
words.
Gone. But the foundation is love and truth,
yes,
which is not there. Just the words, words, words.
No, see, it's like I and you are having a conversation. Let's say, forget anything else. There is this program is going on, okay? Now, somebody else watches this episode or any episode of the program and says, nice content. People have learned from it, appreciated it. I'll take this complete content and prepare another program. So somebody else copies the entire content of what we speak now and sits there and tries to create the same episode, the same content. Will it work?
No.
Why will it not work? This is working, so why will that not work when somebody copies it and takes it up?
Because this has the past experiences and the personal touch and the personal feeling and the truth.
That's all.
And my own experience.
That's all. So now, even if it is the best thing in the world, the best words in the world, words of somebody who had the best relationship with God, it was somebody else's. So if I take it, thinking that it worked for that person, so it should work for me also, so I take it and I start speaking the same words to God. But it will not have, like you said, my feelings, my experience, and my conviction, and my personal touch. So then I'm just speaking. And because it doesn't have my feelings, which means it doesn't require my mind, because my feelings are not there. It doesn't require my personal experience. It doesn't require my conviction, which means it doesn't require me. It doesn't require me. It just requires my mouth to speak it out. But because they're very beautiful words, I can feel nice while I'm singing them or reciting them. But then again, same ones every day will lose it. Now I'll be able to speak it out, say it out without even feeling that niceness which I was feeling initially. So like any other relationship, this...
But there are some words which have their own strength and there are affirmations. Every word has a power. What about that? That
perfect.
Is different, no?
No, no, no. This is perfect. That those mantras, those hymns, the prayers, they're very high energy, positive words, and they should create that result. Like if it's an affirmation. Suppose any affirmation. Suppose I say, this work will be done perfectly. You are a wonderful person. Affirmation. No, we say this is an affirmation. This is a powerful, positive sentence. But if I speak that sentence without feeling it, will then that be called an affirmation? And if my mind is thinking of something else and I speak that sentence, will that sentence now work as an affirmation?
Even the truth that I am a peaceful soul, I am a peaceful soul. But it won't work.
I'm a peaceful soul. It will not work. Till it comes from here, even an affirmation will not work.
You have to understand. You have to believe. You get convinced. Discussion like I go on discussing with you.
Yes.
And go on and on till I... See, the mind needs logic.
Right.
So all those questions and answers, in Hindi it's called samadhan. Is the...
Solution to every question.
Samadhan of my questions and answers. You know?
Right. But which means now, when will it work? When my mind is also with that thought. Whatever prayer or hymn I'm singing. And first of all, why were we singing those? We were not just singing those for the sake of singing. We had to make those a part of our life. So which means while singing those prayers, let's say a simple prayer would have love everybody and forgive everyone. Simple, shama kare, forgive everyone and love everybody. Somebody said, love your enemy also. Yeah? These were the messages in our prayers, in our hymns. Now, if I am singing it every day, so what is the meaning of singing it every day? I'll sing it every day if now I sing it with feeling, with conviction, not singing just because I have to sing it or because it sounds nice while I'm singing it. But then it will come with conviction if I also start using it, that after I get up from 10 minutes of my prayer, I have to also live that. If my life and my prayer do not go in harmony, then I do not believe in this line, forgive everybody. And then it will only remain as words, and my mind will be thinking something else. My mouth would be saying, forgive everybody, love everybody. It will not work. And that is when our prayers didn't become a part of our practical life. So it will come out into practicality if while doing it, our mind is completely on it. It's like a student goes to school, is sitting in the class. Teacher is there. Teacher is teaching everything. The teacher is excellent. The book is excellent. The teacher is teaching it very well. The student is sitting there, listening. But the mind is not there. The mind is probably thinking of what I have to do in the recess. I'm going to play. After this lecture is the football match. I have to go there. Last time I didn't win. Today I have to win. 30 minutes lecture is over. And the student did not take in, absorb anything. But he sat there and listened to everything. Similarly, the teacher also, because he's used to saying that subject every day, suppose the teacher has a problem on her or his mind. They can stand in the class, speak out the whole lecture, which they have to read out to the class or explain to the class, mind could be somewhere else. And then the connect, the knowledge exchange, the transmitting and the taking in will not be there. Suppose you're sitting here.
Thinking of my next question.
Yeah, not only thinking of my next question, even that is okay, thinking of my next question. What about thinking of something totally different?
Yeah, even then I won't be listening, I won't be with you.
Yes.
They don't say, are you with me?
Absolutely.
Are you getting me?
Absolutely.
Do you follow me? They go on saying, are you with me? Where are you?
Because you can feel it, no, then.
Yeah.
The person is sitting there, smiling and doing and sitting like this and nodding and saying, yes, yes, I understand. And yet the other person can feel, really, are they understanding? Because you can sense that. Why? The mind is not there. So today, because the soul is weak, concentration of the mind has anyways become a little challenging. Even a school student, you ask them any problem, they say concentration. Can't concentrate. Everybody seems to have this one common problem, can't concentrate. Which means I sit to think about one particular thing, but my mind goes on to thinking of something else. So this mind, when it is so weak that it cannot concentrate, now to this weak mind, give a paragraph or a poem or a hymn which is written by somebody else, has very deep, profound words. Sometimes we don't even know the meaning of the word. We just learn it up. It's by rote. You give the mind that. So if it cannot understand it, the concentration anyways breaks. Then above that, you give the mind to read the same thing every day. Where will the mind go? It obviously, then I say, I sat for my prayers, but I was thinking of this problem. 15 minutes over, prayer is over. Then that prayer did not sink in, and which didn't go in is not going to come out in my practical life. So meditation means a two-way relationship with God, in which it's like two people talking. Two people talking. And two people will not talk what has been written by somebody else, but two people will talk what they feel like talking to each other.
When two people talk, when I go and speak to my son or my wife or my daughter or to anybody, I don't prepare that I'm going to speak to them.
You don't even prepare what you're going to speak here.
Yeah, here also I don't prepare because...
So if we don't prepare, if we don't have a script, now what if you had to have a script here?
Then I look at the script and ask you this, okay, over. And I'm more concentrating more on this, these words. Okay, I had 10 questions. She asked me this first. This is over. Tick, tick, tick. Wait.
And more important,
that's why
I have experienced this when doing TV programs with different people for other channels. So sometimes the person who's going to be with you on the program, they have a prepared script. And very often I tell them, put it aside. Let's sit and just have a conversation. Just ask whatever comes to you. And they say, no. The producer of the program, the channel, protocol, whatever, has a script. Okay. Now they will sit with the script. The script is here, one question after the other. And you can literally feel it there. I mean, you can make out there that whatever I'm sharing, they're not even taking it in because they don't need it. Their role is only to wait for me to finish speaking so that they can read out the next question.
His job is only to read questions. That's it.
So?
And your job is to answer.
That's
so
all.
So I just read the question and I wander around, I just go for a stroll, come back when you finish.
That's it. Now this is making it very clear. Which means if my role, if my intention of being on that chair is only to read out those questions, then I don't need to have my mind in the other content which is taking part on that program.
Exactly. This used to be a problem with some actors who were used to be very, very busy and they would come only for one little time and they say, I'm busy, I'm going here. I've got that appointment, this appointment. You know, one day I remember a very, very junior director of the film who brought a few lines, the scene for the actor to prepare. Mm. So this actor, I was just looking at him, I was wondering, and I was very sincere and very honest with my work. And this actor is just wearing his clothes, changing his costume for the scene, and he has to go somewhere else within 1 hour. And he says, come on, you keep reading my lines while I change, while I do my makeup. And he started narrating the scene. He comes in and this happens and detail. He said, will you please only read my lines? Okay, I'm in a hurry. Imagine, he doesn't know the content of the scene. Same thing we start doing probably in meditation.
Absolutely.
I'm just reading my lines and don't even know who's on the other side.
Not only that, I'm reading my lines because I'm supposed to read them. My parents taught me that I have to get up in the morning every day and I have to say this prayer. My school principal told me every morning I have to say this prayer. So I have to say this prayer. Why should I say this prayer? Because this prayer is a way of remembering God. It's like that anchor on the program which says, I have to read out these questions. Doesn't matter what the other person answers. Because I anyways have to read out the next question. See, here what do we do? There's no script. So you, even if you want your mind to go somewhere else, you cannot let it go. You just, now this is full concentration because even for 10 seconds, if your mind deviates to something else, the conversation will break. And if the conversation breaks, everything will come to a standstill. When you know that as your responsibility and you have interest in the content because you are taking it and
learning.
Working with it and already working with it inside. And then you know, no, this doesn't work. Okay, how does it work? Like this? No, I don't think it works like this. This is the mind and the intellect completely concentrated. Where's the margin for the mind to even go for 10 seconds somewhere else? If it goes somewhere else, your link will break here. This is 100% meditation that is going on here.
Mm.
Full concentration, no? Full concentration, mind and intellect completely on this conversation.
And a discussion, give and take.
Now, why?
So this can happen with God?
This.
No.
This is what it is.
Where is the voice? Where is he? I don't even know him.
Voice is not there.
I don't even have a relationship.
Yeah. Voice is not there. Okay, we'll see how to substitute for the voice. But important is the difference between this conversation and a scripted conversation.
I also have one more question when you finish this because I'll be remembering this question instead.
Huh.
I want to know the difference between prayer and meditation
This is meditation. And if here we were sitting and doing a scripted program, that was prayer. This is it. It's just come out so beautifully.
I answer.
If you had your scripted questions written by a scriptwriter, profound, difficult questions,
and he would be standing here and say, excuse me, you said this wrong. I meant this, please cut.
Absolutely.
My lines, my question is this.
This is it.
And this word is to be pronounced this way and that way. And I'll be only concentrating on that, those words.
You will only be concentrating.
And the pronunciation, my
you
God.
You will be concentrating only on speaking out the words properly and accurately.
This is what properly means, that love has no language, huh?
Yes. This is prayer. Scripted, written by somebody else, excellent words, but... no doubt about that. Like you said, very powerful, high energy words. See, when we speak, we're not using excellent words. We fumble, we make mistakes, we can use very ordinary language, we sometimes might use the wrong words. We're just talking what we are feeling. But if somebody else had to write the script and give it to us, it would have been an excellent script. They would have taken time to write the script, probably a day to write out one episode, check the word, change, no, this word is not right, replace it by this word. And when we come in the morning for the shoot, we would get these 5 pages of excellent, excellent, perfectly written words. The best of English or the best of Hindi right there. And our role would have been only to read it out. It would have been very easy. One, we would have been able to read it out without thinking about it. And we would have the perfect words. That is prayer.
This reminds me of somebody who was just interviewing, I don't know who it was, I remember on the TV. He was just asking a very senior most person, tell me, do you remember your national anthem? Do you know the meaning of it? And he didn't have an answer, and I saw him pale, quiet.
Hmm.
And he said, excuse me, cut, and he ran away. Nobody knows the meaning, you're so right.
Absolutely.
From this, my country, my national anthem, my own prayer.
And how many times we must have recited it.
And my own mantras.
No, if I don't know the meaning of my national anthem, how many times I must have recited it? Even in the middle of the night, wake up and say it, and
from
we can
childhood,
say it.
From childhood, I've been reciting.
Same goes with most of our prayers. There are very, very few people who go into understanding the meaning of the prayer. Most of us are only reading it out. First is understanding the meaning, then understanding how to apply it. Like when we are talking, you're not understanding what I'm speaking. There's nothing to understand in what we are speaking. It's simple language. But you're understanding how to apply this in life. That's why that inner work is constantly going on, and you're always ready with what you want to say next. Why you don't need a script? Because you're taking... and then internally, you're already seeing how this will work, and you say, no, but what if let's say we're taking a simple thing like, we can work without anger. Now you immediately are taking it inside and seeing how you will apply it in your life, and you're saying, no, but if I don't use anger, my people will not listen. So immediately you have a next question. And then I say, okay, but no, but if you talk with love, then you immediately have the next question which says, people will take me for granted. Now this becomes a conversation where the mind and the intellect is completely focused because it's working with that knowledge. It's not reading out the knowledge. It's taking it in, understanding it, working with it, and most important, it's speaking its own thoughts and feelings. This is meditation. Complete 100%. Now half an hour will pass, and your mind will not go to home or family or anywhere. After you finish this half an hour, then you can start thinking about something else automatically. So from where has this kind of concentration come? And it's not only this. Anything in which we are 100% involved, which we are working with internally, the mind will not go anywhere else. This is the difference between prayer and meditation.
I got my answer. Prayer and meditation. But what about Raj Yoga meditation, sitting, timing, listening to some music or some DVDs, CDs, and then traveling from earth to my home.
Right.
I need to know a little bit about that also.
Now, most important is to understand that meditation is my two-way communication with God. It's going to be a relationship with Him. Let's keep aside for some time everything else that we had heard about what we are supposed to speak to Him. Because we were told earlier what we have to speak to Him. Now I'm going to start speaking to Him what I feel like talking about, whatever I feel like saying. So one, it's going to be a personal communication. It is not going to be about accuracy of words. They don't even have to be high energy words. They just have to be my words, because they're going to come from my thoughts and feelings. Now, like you said, God doesn't have a body. So no body, no voice. So how is he going to listen to me without a body? And how is he going to talk to me without a body? Have you ever experienced that you think about somebody, you create a thought, and there the person also calls you up? Or that you're writing to somebody, and that person also writes to you from there. You've still not spoken a word.
BBMs, SMSs.
Anything.
So many crosses.
Phone
the same
calls
time.
Also. Mm. Phone calls also. You're just about to make a call to someone.
And he calls.
And that person calls. Or you have something on your mind, and the other person first starts
talking. So many times I think of having some kind of a breakfast, and my wife makes exactly that.
Yes. And this doesn't happen.
I thought it's just coincidence, but it happened too many times.
How many times coincidence? How many times coincidence? So this is called transfer of thoughts, where, because the two energies of communication, one is thought energy, the other communication is through sound energy, word energy. Thought energy travels much, much, much faster than words. So when we create a thought about calling up somebody, or like you said, wanting to eat something particular, that thought has already been created, and that thought has reached the other person before I speak about it, and the other person will get that message, not even aware that you have said it or you are wanting it. It's just that that thought will go and touch that other person, and they'll start doing it accordingly. So this is called a telepathic connection. Now, telepathic connection means thought from one soul reaches another soul, and communication has happened at the level of thoughts. One soul creates the thought, other person catches it, then the other person creates a thought, and it reaches here. If a soul and a soul can have a telepathic connection, same with soul and supreme soul, because that is also a soul. So if I can have a telepathic connection with so many people, why can I not have a telepathic connection with him? Where I will create a thought, it will reach there, and then whatever thought he creates for me is going to reach me, and that relationship has begun. A communication, a conversation, not of sound energy, but of a higher energy, thoughts and thoughts transfer. This is telepathic connection. And the telepathic connection between soul and supreme soul is Raja Yoga meditation.
Telepathy connection between soul
and God is Raja Yoga meditation.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Om Shanti.
When we recite the same hymns and prayers daily, after some time, we will be saying those words, but the mind will be thinking of something else. When we recite profound words written by someone else, they do not have our personal feelings and experience. Without feelings and energy exchange, we will not develop a relationship. Meditation is a two-way communication. It is not written by someone else. It is a natural telepathic connection which engages the mind and intellect completely. Raja Yoga meditation is the telepathic connection with God, the incorporeal Supreme Father. Om Shanti Om.